Young nigga like to swing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that fucking song, man. That song fucking hit, bruh. But yeah, this is Tarik, man. Just checking in live, man. Not really live, because when y'all gonna hear it, it's gonna be old. But I'm doing my first podcast, man. Really trying to introduce myself as a different individual. You know, somebody that loves trap music and also think deep. I go to academics for some of my stuff, and I go on CNN some other times. You know what I'm saying? I want to be the person that's diverse. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with saying all that, man, I want to explain, man. I'm gonna be hitting all topics, you know, society, culture, music, fashion, all of the above, man. Whatever I feel like really talking about at the time. You know what I'm saying? So, well, I'm not trying to box myself into anything, man. I'm not trying to be somebody I'm not. But it's gonna be a wide variety of stuff, so, you know, I can relate to a lot of people. But the one thing I do want to let everybody know, and I will try to push this in all of my podcasts, have your own opinion. Stick by your opinion. It sounds simple, but have something that you're based off of, something that you believe in, and stick to it. Nobody likes a person that has no opinion. Okay? It's okay to agree to disagree, but have your own opinion. That's the main thing I really want to preach to people. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to agree, but have your own opinion. On that note, trap shit. Nah, real shit, man. You know, I try to keep it light sometimes, man, but, you know, sometimes you have to go there, so. Yeah, the first podcast from Tarik N. Wright. You don't want to know what the N stand for, baby. Not really. It stands for Najat. Yeah, Najat. But, yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at BlueGomez_, BLUGOMEZ _. I also have a Twitter. I also have a Facebook account. But, you know, they not really that important. And I'm really kind of staying away from Instagram. I'm just looking at people now. You know what I'm saying? I don't really think the you know, the topics that I want to talk about or anything like pictures and shit really relevant right now. I'm really past the, you know, the followers and shit. I just really want to get the shit I think about off my chest. But, you know, I'm going to try to keep most of my podcast pretty short. I don't want to really lose people attention while I'm talking, man, because I do have a monotone voice sometimes. Nah, I don't. Yes, I do. But on that note, I'm going to tell y'all some of the people that I really fuck with and some clothing lines that I really fuck with that I think is going to be the poppin'est thing. Like the hottest shit. ASAP Rocky, man. He is taking this shit to a different level. That'll be the first one. Wiz Khalifa. Just a fucking culture, bro. Everything about him is just cool as fuck. Like, I would advise people to go watch his videos. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit you can learn. But just, you know what I'm saying, being yourself. That's what I really like about it. You know what I'm saying? Migos on the rapping side, you know what I'm saying? Just having their own, they have their own thing, like the Migos flow, like everything that's really going on right now is kind of, you know, they touching on it, man. So, you know, prop shots to them, man. You know, I also have a person that I do podcasts with, Draco. We call that shit the Tunji Show. Yeah. Bark. We got that from the Tunji Show, really, man. You know, he's more of the laid back, you know, whatever happens, happens person. And I'm more of the planned, put together type guy. You know what I'm saying? So, cause I think that comes from my business size, my business manner of taking care of business. But, yo, whatever. Back to what I was talking about. I also do fashion. You know what I'm saying? I'm really into tie-dye right now. Tie-dye is going to be the spring, summer thing. I did that last summer. Props to me, you know. And clothing lines, man. I'm really, you know, Supreme seem like it don't wear out of state, man. I mean, to the people that's really, you know, in it, man. I don't give them but one or two more years, man. It's just balling. And it's going to be somebody, some more people that come out on top, man. The one thing I'm really, I'm hoping Off-White comes with something, man. They've been stagnant. They've been really stagnant. And just the brand right now that just has embodying the culture right now, man. Backing by ASAP, you know what I'm saying? They got their stamp of approval. It's V-Lone, man. V-Lone is the shit. But they got too many people on the squad right now. And it's really, you know what I'm saying? It's a powerhouse, man. Like that's the only clothing line I think if I put it on, I'd be like, oh, shit, rich nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's the vibe I want to get for my clothes. I want to feel like a fucking boss. And I think, like, they brand really incorporate boss shit. But, you know what I'm saying? This is not me writing anything down, man. This is just a little intro. Something that you can get used to, man. I'm not trying to be the only voice that y'all hear. So, most time, if I do one, it's going to be with Draco. Okay? But, you know, we're going to have other people. I'm going to see what I can do, you know. So, yeah. That's all I really got to talk about, man. So, peace. You know what I'm saying? The real way. I'm going to throw the little music on. Like, we cool. Yeah. If it comes on. Yeah. Take.